Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Wake up and shake it off. You're listening to Lou right here on the Mr. Fixed Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Because the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. Heartbreakers gonna break, 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 break.
Welcome back. All right, think about window treatments in your home and think about how difficult they are to hang sometimes. And you want to be able to put something up simply, easily, and without making a mark. Or maybe you even live in an apartment and you want to do this and you don't want to have your landlord tell you, oh, you got to patch all those walls and do whatever. This Noodaloo 2 is going to change your life. Take a listen.
It's like living in a house with no curtains.
Start 2018 diet, check. Drink more water, check. Be nicer to Lou, working on it. Hang curtains. What's on your resolution list for 2018?
Happy New Year!
Is one goal to finally hang the curtains you've been saying you would for a year? I know, it's a pain. But hey, we've got a painless way for you to do it this week, and it's our new Tulu 2. You may have seen them on Shark Tank last year. Quick hang curtain rod brackets are maybe the easiest and quickest solution to hanging your curtain rods. No screws, no nails, no damage.
What?
You just tap this little bracket right into the top of your window trim and you're done. As easy to install as a thumbtack and won't leave holes in your wall or woodwork. They offer a variation of colors for single rod brackets to double center support brackets ranging from about $4 to $16. I mean, this might be the shortest new Tulu audio piece I've ever done because it's just that easy. Find out more or see how they work at quickhang.com. K-W-I-K is how they spell quick. Or I will put a link up on Lou's Facebook page. That's this week's new Tulu 2.
I love this new Tulu 2, and it makes me angry because I didn't invent it. I had the chance to show this on the Today Show a few weeks ago, and it is exactly as Lindsay described. Easy to install, no muss, no fuss, and it comes in different styles, and it's super affordable. What'd you say? One set's starts at like under $5.
Like $4.
And if you're looking for an inexpensive way to hang window treatments, it's like one of those things when you put it up, you'll pay no attention to it. But as you're doing it, meaning that when it's up and the window treatments are up there, you're focused on the window treatments, not like it's the type of thing you're going to say to your friends, oh my gosh, look at how cool this is. You can't believe how easy it is to install. So I really do like this one. It's quickhang.com, K-W-I-K-H-A-N-G.com, $3.95 to $15.95. Come on.
Deal. And it's one of those things that you're, I mean, for me anyway, we still have windows that don't have any treatments on them because it's just a pain in the butt. Like those ones in the kitchen that you've been to our house before.
Right. Actually, you have a hardware hanging, nothing hanging from it.
Okay.
That drives me crazy. But keep going.
But just because it's just a pain in the butt and I don't want to have to deal with it. But this is super easy. Tap, tap, tap.
Right. It is cool. It is so cool. So it'll be up on our Facebook page as well as WGNradio.com. And real quick, movie talk. I don't know why I'm thinking of this. We were talking earlier this morning when we were talking in New York. My wife and I went to go see The Post. And I like The Post. But you know what else I went to go see with the boys, which I didn't talk about? Star Wars.
David's seen it a couple times.
Has he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want this to sound creepy.
Huh.
But the, well, okay, a couple things.
Uh-huh.
It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there were moments of the movie where I was on the edge of my seat. Yeah. And I'm not a huge Star Wars guy. I know your husband's a huge Star Wars guy. And my oldest, Quinn, and Max, too, they're big Star Wars people. But there is a scene at the end which completely surprised me. And I think most people have seen it. Were, you know, it was pretty cool. Hmm. It was well done. So
I don't know anything about it, so I'll just wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
I really liked The Big Sick so far. Have you seen that yet?
I have not. Carmen saw it and loved it.
I really liked it.
As I mentioned, you know, my wife is a de facto member of the Academy, so she has to see all the movies. They went to go see The Shape of Water. Did you see that?
I'm in the middle of watching that right now. I mean, I finished it.
And they didn't love it.
It's better than I thought. I wasn't sure what to think, but I'm intrigued.
I don't know that I'll go. I don't need to see all of them. The Post I really liked. I really loved the supporting cast around the main. I mean, Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks are, you know,
right.
Amazing. And you expect nothing less, and they're very good. And I know they'll probably get nominated, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh. Although she plays this reluctant person in the, that's all I'm going to say, and it's this whole big message about freedom of the press.
Right.
So there's definitely, you know, there's some argument that there's like an agenda there, but I mean, that's what movie makers do. They make movies to tell stories. So, I am not old enough to remember this point in history because it took place in 1971. So I was like seven, you know, and this is pre-Watergate. And, but it's a very interesting dilemma. And it also has a message about women and their role, mm-hmm. Especially during that time, you know, and it was good. It was very good.
I want you to see Call Me By Your Name.
Carmen has seen it like 15 times.
I want you to watch it.
All right, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
I just need to get some backup on it.
Because Carmen loved it and you didn't?
I didn't hate it. I just don't know what to say about it. I don't know. I really liked the message.
She says it's a beautiful story.
It is.
It's a beautiful story.
It is.
Yeah. There's some preview. There's some preview in the movie called My Name is Simon, or did you see that one? It's a movie about this young boy.
It's a preview, like it's a preview.
At the
theater,
movie,
you
see the previews.
Okay.
I think it's Simon is his name.
Oh, okay.
My Name is Simon. I thought it was the Call Me By Your Name thing, but it's something. And it's a young man who's in high school who's gay and wants to come out, but it's like this whole struggle of what that's like. And then at the end, there's a funny thing in the preview where, you know, he says, he's like, he must be writing something about, like, why is it that gay people are the ones that always have to come out? You know, why can't other people? And then they flash to a bunch of people telling him, Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I like girls, you know, and it's a boy. And I, you know, and so it's this funny little thing. And this is one girl who says to her mother, who's sitting on the couch looking at her, and she's like, I just want to tell you that I'm a heterosexual. And the mother's like, oh, help me, Jesus. You know, like, she can't believe it. It's just a funny little bit, you know. And it looks like a, you know, a nice coming of age
right,
type of thing,
right.
Which, you know, of course, can be very difficult. So anyway, I love the movies. I do.
Me too.